Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. What a night last night at LCA. Those of you that were there can maybe tell the people about the atmosphere. Gator, we've been in that building when there have been good atmospheres, but last night looked like it might have been the best moment in LCA history from the hockey team's perspective, as the building is starting to get its soul, where memories are being built, and there's a bunch of memories to talk about in their performances. And we're in this really weird place where I hope that's not even like a forgotten moment. If they lose tonight, or the ball doesn't bounce their way and they don't make the playoffs, I don't know that it'll be completely forgotten, but Goss Despair may move on. And, you know, a season that feels like it could be an important stepping stone. I think making the playoffs is an important stepping stone. They will have kind of swung and missed at that, and that'll be disappointing. I'm not going to dwell too much on that today, but we are in this weird place where it's almost like last night's the true definition of last night comes tonight.
Right, and yet I think we've seen games in the last 7 days that have been absolutely heartbreaking and awe-inspiring at the same time. So that's why I don't think we're going to forget how the end of this season went. Although you're right. I mean, 5 years from now, who knows what we're going to be remembering in this. But it feels like, to me, because I went to the game last Tuesday when they played Washington, and it was must win. You got to win the game. Mm-hmm. And they outplayed him for 57 minutes of the game and couldn't score until 1.1 left on the clock, but it wasn't enough. They lost 2-1. And what a golden opportunity in hindsight, because, of course, it's not even hindsight. We first talked about it. We're like, yeah, got to win this game because of what could happen at the end of the season. And then they go out on the Thursday night and, you know, have to play their ass off just to get back into the game against Pittsburgh. They do. They go to overtime and lose.
Mm-hmm.
Another heartbreaker. And then you think, all right, well, they're kind of screwed here. Everybody's got to play a tough opponent there on Saturday night. And they come out and they come out on fire against Toronto. Come out and get a 4-1 lead after a period, and then blow the lead in the second period, and then win it in overtime, and everybody's happy again. And then last night's game, again, get down, storm back, and win it in overtime. I think we've just – that's the roller coaster of emotion for a lot of the season, but that's just the last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, meaningful games at the end of this season is what you always want to have, and we've got them. The unfortunate part about where they're at right now is that they don't control. It's not, oh, they win, they're in. There's not that.
No.
You need help. You need Philadelphia to win, either in regulation or in overtime. They've got to win.
And there's, I mean, this is sports. Like, Goss Despair's jump and LFR's heroics, I'm not going to say are largely forgotten, but like Tayshaun's block.
Yeah.
Okay, his famous block. That team reached the finish line. That was part of the climb. It's remembered with a sense of romance because they went on to win the NBA championship. You know? And I don't know that this team, it's not realistic that this team wins the Stanley Cup. But I guess if you're in, anything can happen. But this has to be a building block. It has to be the kind of thing where we can say, hey, the 2023-2024 Red Wings did this, which set up what happened in 25 and 26. You got to get to the finish line at some point. But it feels like last night, it has the potential to be an important moment. 248-539-9797. John and Howell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Like your show, enjoy it when I'm driving. But real, I'll be brief. If we look back in the history of Detroit sports, if we remember Isaiah's famous pass against the Boston Celtics, Bird intercepted, flipped it to Johnson, they lost. That was a stepping stone for the following year when the Pistons got to the NBA Finals. The Lions this year, another stepping stone. They got as far, farther than anybody expected. A stepping stone, they will improve. I do believe the Wings will win tonight. It's all up to Philadelphia. If the Wings play half like they did last night, there's going to be no question. But I just say, sometimes when you lose a game like they do, or if they don't make the playoffs because Washington wins, it's only going to be an incentive next year to make them better, improved. And a lot.
I'll agree with that, John. I think there are a bunch of examples. You could throw the Red Wings in 95. They went to the Stanley Cup but got, you know, swept by New Jersey, and then had that great team in 96. But, you know, the series against Colorado, you know, it stunned them with the loss of Draper in that game, and then you come back the next year.
Yeah.
And it was steps to get to that point. And, you know, the difference, I think, between those teams that you talk about is that, I mean, maybe not as much as with the Lions, but those teams seemed like they were good. Like, the Pistons were a good team. It was winning 50 games a season before they won the championship that Tayshaun year. This Red Wing team has been struggling for years to find its footing, but they are taking gradual steps forward along this path. This feels like this wouldn't be a gradual step. This might be taking a bigger step forward if they're able to get to the playoffs. And to your point, I think it's meaningful moving forward. Whether or not it gets them to the playoffs this year, we don't know, because it's not in their hands, but it should bode well for what happens next year and the year after. And that's going to be, you know, determined by who they add to this team and who's still around, you know, even if they bring Lalonde back.
248-539-9797. D is in Detroit, and he's next on 97.1. Hello, D.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DK Gator, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, D.
Hey, man, check this out, man. That third period last night, I have not seen the Red Wings play with so much determination, desperation, physicality, and smart play. That third period, bro, I was just overwhelmed with how good they were playing and how hard they were playing. And it made me think, damn, we should have 100 points easily. Easily we should have 100 points.
The question is, can you play that way every night and over 82 games? I don't think you can. You have to have that gear that you can go to. But the seasons are so long, I think you'll burn out. And yet,
I know.
And yet, why not? They're professional athletes. Like, you're right.
5 and 15 stretch destroyed them.
Yeah, and D, hey, they refused to lose. That is the most tangible example of a team that refused to lose.
DK, like you say, even when my man went up with that vertical and knocked the puck back down, that saved the game right there.
Yep.
And I'm like, look how desperate they are playing. And one more thing before I go. Can anybody please find Jake Walman? He is a big-time goal scorer. I don't know if he's hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but we need my man.
I'm glad you said it, D, because I agree with 100%. They need Jake Walman. You know, he plays a little bit more. He's hurt. He's dealing with an injury.
Okay.
But
I was
But he might come back. We don't know. I mean, we're going to be looking at the reports that come out today from the morning skate, or if they even have a skate, but we'll find out what they're going to do, because Wallman is somebody they need. You know, he's
He's
a real solid player back there on the blue line, and he's got 12 goals on the season as a defenseman, but he's only played 63 games this year.
But, Dan, he scored big goals, big time the goals. And one more thing, man. We need help tonight, and that's the crazy part about this. We can't go into this game just knowing if we handle our business, we in. Just the thought of us having to rely on another team, that's going to blow my summer, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, don't let it do that.
Don't give a thought of-
Don't let it do that.
Take care. And, yeah, I mean, look, Philly's favorite over Washington, which means we're not asking for a miracle. And we're rooting for chalk tonight, right? We're rooting for what's supposed to happen, according to Vegas. And I'm only bringing that up because it speaks to how possible this is, right? It's clearly possible. It's just whether or not it's – you can't count on it because it's hockey.
We all hate Boston, though. We always say that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what happened, man?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. I watched that Boston Penguins game over the weekend.
I hear you. I flipped out on Saturday night as well. If you're the NHL, would you push back the start time from the Capitals Flyers to 7:30?
I mean, you really can't do that.
Why not?
Because you've got broadcast windows. You've got fans that are counting on games when they're starting.
Yeah, it's a half hour.
Yeah. 248-539-90 Logistics, Gator. That's why logistics. You got to get logistics people on.
Say we have a burst pipe. Do you have
a team of logistics guys that can help with this?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Gator's own personal logistics people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.